Bad Seed Podcast. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Elliot.
Scotty.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good. I'm better now that we're on 9 platforms.
Yeah. What's up, other platforms?
Yeah, what's up, all you motherfuckers? You sons of bitches. getting a couple weird looks from our guest.
Our guest in the studio.
I just don't know how many platforms there are.
You don't, Mike, do you know what a platform is?
It's like, yeah, Mario.
It's like something I'm going to jump off of.
Okay, that's what I figured you would say. our guest, the weasel, the rat, the mountain beaver.
Rat shit himself.
The yes. Rat shit himself, Mike Black, is back.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. And I realized something. I was going through episodes the other day, Michael. Every time you've done this, you've had another job.
Wow, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Every single one of them.
But I haven't been fired from any, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So you're just a quitter.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I'm a quitter.
He's a two-weeker.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm definitely not a two-weeker.
He does it the good way.
Well, I mean,
it's so they can't take child support out of his checks.
So the first one you caught me... right before I left for a new job. And then... No, I was at Freeman's two or three times.
It doesn't matter either
what
way.
What your name is.
I saw what you did there.
It was like that wrestling man.
Like, anyways.
He had a $50 shirt.
No, he had a $150 shirt. You you don't listen all the way to everything.
Joke's on you, yeah.
Like I said, we're on 9 different... fucking platforms now, which is includes like Google Podcasts and all that other shit, Overcast, Spotify now. So with that, we need to update everybody on who the fuck we are.
Yeah, know?
Because otherwise you're just listening to
some dudes.
Which,
well, yeah, don't talk about it, be about it. What are these? I don't know what all these platforms are. So why don't
sit
you?
Down. Don't stand up at me.
Why did you stand up when you said that?
I didn't stand up. You knew my ass.
You need to stop standing up whenever.
I don't stand up on my day.
And stop raising your hand. Yeah. You can just talk.
When did I tell you about the knife?
Yeah.
I had to put it out so you could play with it.
Every time we've been on this, I've pulled the knife on Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah, you have, actually. It's great.
God damn it, I forgot about that.
I was wondering why I was feeling so nervous tonight.
Every time we do a podcast, Elliot leaves with no money.
Yeah.
Because he gets robbed.
I still have dice in my car.
Oh, we're not playing dice on the podcast.
I mean, I have some in my pocket, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Sketchy.
Sorry.
What kind of dice?
You never know.
Yeah.
They're casino dice.
Like, okay. God. You ever sit on one of them?
Not on accident.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. So, Elliot, tell me a little jingle about you. Let me cue up the music.
You're not touching anything.
No, I know. I'm not fucking giving you any music.
I thought I got entrance music.
Yeah. No, we do.
No, where do I start? You know, I'm 28.
Oh.
Yeah. I work in a kitchen, and... I talked to Scotty about stuff on a podcast.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
You sound like a winner.
Well.
First part. Or the second part. Either way. Whatever.
What about you, Scott?
Well,
what's
you
know. What's the 411?
25. just ready to get it, you know? Lit. Live life luck.
That's your favorite band?
Lit. Yeah. Well, my favorite band is Best Friends.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good. They're rocking tonight.
Somewhere.
And a rock punk. I don't know who Best Friends is.
I don't either.
I don't know. And I'm also not 25. I'm fucking 32.
Every bit of it, dude.
Every bit. All cheek wrinkles and everything. I don't know. We are so fucking fat. It's stupid.
Which we'll probably come to later.
Oh, yeah. We'll get back to that. Yeah,
speak for yourselves.
Yeah, Michael, you are looking horrible. What happened?
Thanks. Sobriety.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that'll do it. Hey, me too. And I'm, you know, it's working for me too. Speaking of sobriety, Let's jump right into the first thing. We're going to go through just a couple of interesting news topics that I saw.
Ooh.
And everybody knows who Artie Lang is, right?
Yeah.
Everybody heard my dog. That's Dukes in the background.
He's a big old boy.
You will hear his ears every once in a while because he doesn't know how to shut the fuck up. But Artie Lang, so basically his nose collapsed. Have y'all seen this shit? Oh, have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so his nose actually collapsed because he snorted glass in his heroin.
What? Like
he knowingly, there was glass on the table and he still chopped up heroin and snorted it.
This is recently?
Recent enough to ruin his life.
Ugh. That's good heroin if you can snort it. So I've been told.
Wow.
So he's basically, there was a video like 2 weeks ago of him pumping gas at a New York, like he's doing community service because he's gotten so many drug charges.
Comedy for the kids.
Yeah, right? No, it was like do drug classes and do community service, and he's pumping gas for people. Like, that's his fucking job now. Artie fucking Lang.
Wow.
But he's also not staying sober while he's doing it, and now he has a... fucked up his probation and he's in jail again, and now he has diabetes.
Oh.
He got diagnosed with diabetes in jail.
That's
what a shit weekend. Year.
That yeah. Sucks.
I don't know what's worse, the diabetes or the fucking pumping gas.
I don't know. I don't know how
fuck
he's
pumping gas for a living, man. That's a New York thing. You can't.
Oh wait, that was his job.
Yeah, like he can't like
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. When you go outside North Carolina, you can't touch. It's illegal to touch hands.
Right. No. I know. I just. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
Because you looked at me like you didn't know what I was talking.
No. The way you made it sound was some random asshole just saw him pumping gas and his nose. Was
oh,
collapsed.
Like he was putting gas in his own car.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he has a car. Look at that guy. He does not have a vehicle.
Well, look at Elliot. He's got a vehicle.
Look at him. Are you comparing Elliot to
like
Artie Lang?
Because that's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
I mean, well, he Elliot did. You did work out today.
Okay, I'm just going to wait for your response.
What, that I look like Artie Lang?
Yes, what's your response?
You look like a stupid cricket.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, don't call him that. He's a... So, yeah, that's a good segue, right?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Seamless.
Elliot, when you got here today,
uh-huh.
What did you text me?
I don't remember. I'm here.
Yeah. It's an epidemic that we're going through right now. Millennials are killing the doorbell industry by texting here.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, gladly.
Yeah. That's what I was reading when you pulled up, bud.
You have two dogs and a baby. I'm not going to...
Don't make excuses for this.
I'm not going to ring the doorbell and let all hell break
loose. We don't need this shit in our life. We don't need this shit.
I don't know. I hate doorbells.
I don't know.
Somebody's cousin Cody lost a job due to the millennial texting industry.
Yeah. And a shocking new study published in the Journal of Actual Real Science this week. We have seen a 600% decrease in doorbell sales over the last 5 years. Sounds like people got a lot of time on the fucking hands.
It's not something that you buy every week. Like, oh, dude, it's been 2 years. We got to get a new doorbell.
I don't know, man.
Well, that's the thing.
They have new noises. I think,
No, I think that...
How many ringtones did you buy in 2006, asshole?
I think people are tired of having their fucking doorbells broken, so they just don't get them anymore.
Doorbells
and you
broken?
Can fucking knock.
When I go to people's houses I don't like, I'll punch their fucking doorbells.
Oh, right.
Is that a me thing?
It's called Scotty knocking.
Okay.
It's not a you thing. Nine times out of ten, it seems like the doorbell's always broken at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Look, here, nowadays, if somebody rings your doorbell, you know it's a stranger.
That's true.
Or a delivery or something.
Would you consider a crackhead a stranger or a crackhead?
Future friend.
Silly dude.
Come on in.
They're
man.
Not friends.
You want some iced coffee? you want some cold brew? I got a machine from Pier 1.
Do homeless people know what cold brew is? That's another question.
That sounds like a dealer's name, to be honest with you.
Because
like,
you say,
I'm going to see cold brew.
You say the word brew to a homeless man with a drinking problem.
Cold brew.
Yeah.
He's going to come in with a hug and then you give him that and he's going to stab you with a dirty fucking needle.
Yeah, that's true.
You say, give me the cold brew, bitch. And you're like, give me this fucking cold coffee. What are you, a fucking bitch?
I can taste every bit of it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's like, gross. I can hear the ice. All right. Baltimore mayor proposes a public boxing ring to reduce violence. What do you guys think about that?
I think it would. I think it would solve some problems. You know?
Yeah, you think
just,
so?
Well, if you could settle it. They've done stuff like that before in communities where there's a lot of violence.
Not celebrity boxing. Like, if you could schedule a boxing match with somebody you hate.
Yeah.
Just think about the opportunities.
And just get it all out.
Is gambling legal?
I think it wouldn't be, like, they wouldn't be waving dollars next to the ring like in the movies, but people would
Michael, wake up.
You'll definitely gamble. He's not going to gamble.
No, yeah. Michael's going to be playing dice in the goddamn corner.
I'm going to be playing dice in the corner of the ring.
They just
it's definitely not going to help anything. It's just going to be more people beating the shit out of each other just in a public forum, and they're not going to get arrested. If anything, I think it's going to be more violent.
Okay. In a violent weekend for Baltimore City, police responded to a deadly stabbing and 8 shootings. Police said 11 people were injured and 2 men were killed, including a 17-year-old. So I guess this is the icing on the cake that the fucking Mayor Jack Young wanted to do this. I don't know. So imagine Gastonia having this. I think it'd be... There would be trucks with headlights pointed at the ring. Oh, dude, it'd be so dope.
So many Kyles with so many holes.
There'd be so many, like, just girls with, like... Just like the just biggest
trash pan.
Yeah, there's gonna be so many fucking lot lizards holding signs that they've made out of cardboard.
Hell yeah,
at round 16. Because when you're on meth, you can go to round 16 in a boxing match.
That's true. You don't feel the pain.
You don't feel shit. More local news. This is out of the Charlotte Observer. Did you guys hear about Smoothie King?
Oh yeah,
this was terrible. Yeah,
Smoothie King.
They called a guy Jackie.
Yeah, and he was there with his family and like his kids.
It's okay. One time's bad enough.
One time's bad enough.
But this store has been accused of how many?
Well, I thought it was 2 different locations.
No, it is okay. It's, yeah, but
which
statistically,
is even
all the Smoothie Kings in the world, and
so
they
far,
both happen in Charlotte, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's like there's a racist district manager just being like, you know what you should do? You should throw in some funny names.
Okay, so everybody that don't know. There is a picture online of the receipt, and the Smoothie King employee has dropped an N-bomb on the customer's name when they ask you for your name.
Mm.
Last was an N-bomb, correct?
Yeah.
The one before that said Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
For an Asian man.
Yeah.
Asian.
What if it wasn't, though?
Well... Then it's maybe not a problem, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is.
I think if all the white people had like John Wayne on theirs, it would be like, okay, you know.
What, person. You think it would be okay?
Denzel Washington, John Wayne.
Yeah, we're just looking right over the N-bomb.
Yeah.
Like, that's Jackie Chan's one thing.
Yeah, Jackie Chan's one thing. Like, but like,
this is that your white equivalent to the N-bomb, or John Wayne? Somebody calls you John Wayne.
No. John Wayne is the equivalent to being called
Jackie Chan. Okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying about like.
Right.
I thought
like, it'd be one thing.
I think it'd be like this, Al Gore. Al Gore would be the equivalent.
They both do their own stunts.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. You know, we would get Trump. That's, you know, we would definitely get Trump.
If somebody called Trump. If it changed from like,
if you're trying to insult somebody, I mean,
well, yeah.
So
he wears diapers.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were looking at the diapers bag beside you.
Oh, and just
who wears
proclaiming,
diapers?
Scotty wears diapers. I found them in the house.
Yeah, they're size 5.
Bullshit. You know you don't wear a size 5 diaper.
Okay, that's rude.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're going there. This is going great. That's all my news. That's all the news I have.
That's all the news? I don't even need to pull up the article. It's just good news. Alex Trebek
mm-hmm.
been fighting cancer.
Yeah.
This is big bummer, but his tumors have shrunk by 50%.
Ooh,
he's doing good.
Is he in recession?
I don't think he's in complete remission yet, but
recession.
Is he in recession? Yeah, financially he's not doing great. But the cancer's getting better. So I was happy to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm a big Trebek head.
That's good. Trebek head?
Yeah.
Trebekie?
Yeah. Dude, I'm always Trebekin.
It's like a Shrekky or a Trekky or whatever, you know?
A Shrekky is a girl who wants to fuck Shrek.
Okay. I thought that was called a Fiona. I thought that's just what you call big girls around Gastonia. It's Fiona. Oh, what? Oh, don't act like you don't fucking know what I'm talking about. Fuck you. But that's good for him. That's good. I'm glad he's not fucking any Fionas anymore. Or, I mean, out of cancer. What? Fucking sorry. Yeah. I'm sure he's not having cancer. I'm sure.
You always get those things mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always like, I'd be the worst doctor, man.
Yeah. It says here you. Yeah. It says here you fucked a fat girl.
Miss Trebekah, I have some horrible news.
Trebekah,
your husband has a Fiona. Stage 4. Oh no.
I can picture like 6 Fionas right now.
Oh yeah, they're at the fucking boxing ring. They're at the pub.
The boxing ring would be at the pavilion.
Across the street. Finally, a use for a big metal structure.
Yeah. Besides it's being concrete. Shit on.
And yeah, there is poop all over it.
All over that.
All thing. Over it. Homeless people.
Hey, Charlie Daniels played there once.
Oh, Marshall Tucker did too.
Well, that's nice.
And that's it's just a big old I don't give a shit for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's right there.
I think there was a Boston cover band there this Saturday. Yeah, or last Saturday.
What's your fucking favorite? What's your favorite Boston song? Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. I didn't give a shit.
I thought everybody in that band died of a fucking overdose. I don't know.
Plane crash.
I just
like
thought,
that.
Yeah, plane crash.
Well, the Ramones are dead. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All the original Ramones are dead.
Yeah.
They're not all gone.
You're still you one. Said it. You said it like not yet. Still working. Yeah.
Well, let's get rid of that. Yeah, we got to get rid of one fucking more.
Fucking Ramon Hunter.
That piece of paper with all their names crossed off except
just Van Helsing, but for the Ramones.
Fucking lipstick on. I got one more.
I got some news.
What?
I found a cheesesteak cheesecake recipe. Pretty excited about it.
Is that all? You know, how do they do that?
He just went right back to sleep.
Yeah. Michael, wake up.
No, I don't know. I just found it. So.
What? Are you Googling
Did
recipes
you Google
or
something? What do you mean you just found it?
Did you just Google cheesecake?
It's like, I just found this napkin.
Guys, I have a tissue. I didn't know.
I want to hear these insults that people roasted you. Oh, this is why I'm here. I'm not like all the other bullshit.
Whoa, pump the brakes.
Yeah, dude.
I want to hear this stuff.
Hey, it's a bullying ad, okay? This is for bullying month.
Yes, we're teaching people how to bully.
Yeah, we're teaching people.
Bully
that,
awareness.
Yeah, there's always somebody uglier than you.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. He's sitting right here. His name's Michael.
It's, you know, you think you got it bad.
Right.
Just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Go on this fucking put roast me beside your name.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Hold a sign that says roast me.
I was very excited when I saw that photo.
Yeah.
And then to be a part of it. It's
well, here's the thing. I checked it a couple days ago. And for what we're talking about is me and Elliot posted a picture on a couple roasting forums, websites, I think Reddit, Facebook group, and said roast me, and I haven't checked it in 2 days, so I'm excited to see what we've got. It's a good bit, so
yeah. And if you want to see the photo, well, it's not. We had to retake the photo.
Yeah, twice. I'm a fucking idiot.
The first time we took it, Scotty wasn't pointing to or holding the roast me sign, so people could presume that he didn't know about it. And then I was just trying to
bullshit,
you know,
guidelines and stuff on one of them.
So we had to retake it holding two pictures. And then the first couple we took, Scotty was holding the blank side of the paper to the camera.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck that happened. I even wrote the fucking signs.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, I guess we might post the actual photo so people can get a better feel for it. That.
We're gonna let people feel us. We're gonna let people feel us so good.
And Michael, there's the actual photo we use, so you can go ahead and see it. Too,
yeah,
so you get a feel for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
All right,
that's got. The last time I checked it, it had 13 roasts.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. But I keep getting notifications. I think it's up to like 50.
Oh,
but I haven't looked at them. I got a little upset by a couple, so Really? It's going to be great. I can't wait. It's going to be rough. Man. It's going to be rough. Before we get into that, for the new listeners that we have, we do this podcast for free, and we try really hard to keep it going every week. As of a couple days ago, we started a new we started with Anchor FM, and we now accept donations and contributions at
Hold on. Will you not laugh during the plug?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the mic.
Right. You can chuckle to yourself.
Contributions.
Come last week, we started taking donations and contributions at anchor.fm/badseedspodcast. Go to the page and click support this podcast if you would like to contribute or donate any fucking thing. Also, right beside that link, you can send us a voice message telling us to go fuck ourselves or like go tickle us or right. like anything through Anchor, and which we will play any of them that we get on the next show we do at the end of the episodes. So if you guys would love to do any of that shit, that would be tight. And if you go to all your platforms, go subscribe, rate the shit, and review the shit, and tell us how great we fucking are. Right, Elliot?
Yeah, and also negative feedback. I mean, we could use it all.
Yeah, wake up, Michael. Motherfucker.
You can't just listen intently.
Yeah.
It's important, Michael.
It's important.
It really is.
Jesus God fucking Christ. So,
Don't touch the Sprite. Don't do it.
What time is it?
It's almost 9 o'clock. Yeah. It's 9:01.
When does your house arrest kick in? What time do you have to be home?
9 o'clock.
Ooh, this is going to be kind of awkward, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm on fucking house arrest.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yes,
positive. Okay. Elliot, what you got for us?
Let's see. I got a couple. We did this last week or the last show.
Oh, yeah. Last week I was on vacation. I stayed naked in the mountains, bitch.
That's true.
And there was a homeless dude doing whippets on Main Street in Lenore.
Yeah.
Just like sunbathing. It was very awkward.
Was it you? Or are you just saying, because when you're on vacation, you're homeless?
It was me.
Did y'all stay in a house?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know if you rented a hotel.
No. It was an Airbnb hanging off the side of a fucking mountain.
That's very cool.
It was very cool. You didn't see the picture of my butt?
Oh, I saw the picture of your butt.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yum.
All Yum. Right. Yeah, that's all you have to say. Absolutely. Yum.
So, I got another... Who's Am I the screen? Asshole? All
right.
Conundrum.
Conundrum. Everyone. Good word.
So, in case you don't know, Am I the Asshole is a subreddit that people go to when they want to know if they're being an asshole or not. And the people tell them. For example, Michael is being an asshole.
All right. Is he the butt toots or not?
Stop farting out of your mouth.
Spicy chicken noodles.
All right. So... The title of this one is, Would I Be the Asshole for Selling My Hair Instead of Donating It? I have long, natural red hair that I'm very proud of, and I'm very particular about taking care of it and making sure it's nice. From the nape of my neck to the ends of my hair, it measures about 21 inches. I was looking online and found out there's actually a pretty high demand for human hair, since wigs and extensions are so in style right now. I found a calculator that approximates how much a given amount of hair, like mine, would be worth... and it's about $750. She says she brought it up to people she knows, and everyone seemed borderline appalled. They asked me why I would ever want to sell my hair when I could donate it to Locks of Love or some other charity organization. And she thinks since it's her hair, she should do what she wants with it.
She can.
That's very true. But also...
Welcome to America.
Get a fucking job.
Yeah, definitely get a job.
Yeah, I mean...
First and foremost.
We all have hair. Homeless people have hair. If that was the case, there would be no homeless people.
But that's how long would it take to grow 21 inches of hair?
As long as it takes you to grow 21 inches of hair, Elliot.
I don't know.
Everybody's different. And you can get horse and mane shampoo, and you can make it grow faster. You can do lemon juice. Lemon juice makes your hair grow faster.
Is that true?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't think it is.
It'll make your eyes brighter if you put it in your eyes.
That's true.
Did you ever sell plasma?
We tried, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, we all tried to sell plasma to help Tyler make rent.
Same thing as selling.
Did they laugh at every single one of you?
Yeah, just, only one of us.
They wouldn't take me.
Yeah, they wouldn't take any of it. I didn't have a legal ID. Robbie had priors or something.
They were I tried to fill out the information, and she flat out was like, "They were like,
yes,
not.
Yes, Mr. Black, go in this room." And you go in the room, and it's the fucking back door.
Just slam it.
Leave me out by the dumpsters.
That's where you get most plasma, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of trash bags. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know what plasma is, so I don't give a shit.
It's in your blood.
That's cool.
I know you get $50 for it.
Well, you don't.
No, none of us did.
You don't get shit for it. Not that time. Oh, man. What is it? Do they do like drug tests and all that shit?
Yeah. No, I don't.
They do a drug test, but you get your money first.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Wait, you get paid first? You can't just dip?
Well, I mean,
dissolves. You give plasma, you get the money, you leave, and then they're going to take that plasma and they'll test it for drugs.
I think they clean it.
They throw half away.
Well, they clean it, whatever the fuck they do. I don't give a shit what they do. Because
you go donate blood on heroin, and then they'll just clean it out. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, just put it through a Tammy.
Yeah.
Jesus. Or a cheesecloth.
It's like making weed butter.
I've never made weed butter.
Yeah, but it's just like getting plasma out of blood. You just put a napkin over
Have you ever made weed butter?
No, I have. Yeah. I totally have. But I didn't know what I was doing. This is research. That was my next topic, was weed butter.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you spoiled it again.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Eat my ass.
Go back to bed.
Oh, there you go.
There he is.
All right, he's good now.
Fucking A. Pull the knife on him. Again.
All right. No, don't.
No, put the fucking knife down.
Put the knife away.
I got it.
All right.
All right. That's great. I have one more.
All right.
Am I the asshole?
All right.
And I think, okay, now Michael has two knives.
Where did that one come from?
Oh, it has.
Oh,
you don't even have a shirt on. Where'd your shirt go?
You wish.
All right.
All right. Are you ready for the second
one?
Yeah,
let's go.
Am I the asshole for buying a birthday girl one present from both my twin girls? I have 8-year-old girl twins. They're basically a set and get invited everywhere together. Every time we go to a friend's party, I get the person a combined gift, you know, from both the kids. We were at a party the other day, and I gave one of the twins the present that we had got and said, go give it to the birthday girl. She did, and then the girl turned to my other twin and said, oh, and where's my present from you? The mom kind of looked at me like, oh, sorry, but she has a point. Where's the second present? She didn't say this. She just looked at me like that. I kind of said, oh, the presents from both the girls. And the mom was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Obviously, thought two girls meant two presents.
Oh.
It's never been a problem before, but I was wondering if I should be buying two presents for one birthday person. What's the proper etiquette?
Yeah, what neighborhood do you live in?
Well, I mean, he says mom, so I think he's British.
Fuck that. You know those kids ain't got jobs. You know the mama's paying for the fucking gift.
You don't know that.
It's... one parent per present.
Thank you. That was what I was going to say.
One parent per present.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Explain.
Like if you got the fucking parents are the ones that are buying the gifts. It's not the kids buying the gifts. They don't have a job at fucking Dairy Queen at the mall for $5.75 an hour.
Are you referring to you working?
I didn't make $5.75 an hour. I'm a grown ass man.
Oh yeah,
making child money.
Making child money.
What, is it child money that you could buy two presents at a fucking birthday party?
I could buy... I'm sure that mama could have bought two gifts, but at the same time, it's like, man, why the fuck am I going to have to pick out two gifts for one girl knowing that I got to buy this shit? Fuck that.
That's why you just split the cost of whatever present you were going to buy and just find two things that cost the same amount.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's smart.
If it's a $20 gift, you just buy two $10 gifts.
Yeah, but if both these little girls are like, oh man, I know she wants this, blah blah blah, she always talks about it, then she fucking wants it.
It sounds like these girls care too much what people think about them.
That's true, man.
It also sounds like this mom is the same way.
I think the appropriate response to them giving one gift would be, thank you for the gift. Yeah. I really appreciate you bringing anything.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
They could have just brought appetites. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right. Just bring yourself.
Oh yeah.
I hate when people say that. Like, just bring yourself. Like,
just bring yourself, and then you're here, and everybody's like, not happy as shit to see you.
Right. You're like, what, dude? I'm here.
She's like, there's 14 people here. I only got 3 hugs.
Hey, yeah. We don't have any ice, but I'm glad you're here. Great.
Yeah, right? It was like, are you at the end of the driveway? You could be the runner.
That's why you show up first. Yeah, I'm blocked in. I can't go. Yeah.
It's like, shit. Damn.
That's why I always show up 3 hours early before a party.
Yeah. The other day you were here knocking on the door.
Well, I rode with Robbie. So okay. That was his fault.
Yep. Whatever. That'll happen. That'll happen. Anyways. All right. This is the first edition of this segment. This is a new thing we're starting. We're going to play bands. We're going to play a song every episode. We're going to handpick one fucking song for everybody to hear. If you like it, if you don't, I don't care. This is just how it's going to be. I just think it's a good way to get bands out there, to maybe let someone hear a band that they've never fucking heard before. You know, it's a win-win for everybody. This week is going to be a band called Scowbrow, which if you're from the Charlotte area, North Carolina area, you know they've been around for many, many years. They're good buds of mine. I've been going and getting beer spilled on me for many fucking years seeing Scowbrow. The track that I'm going to play today is called Blow, Sweat, and Tears, and it's off the Short Fuse EP. This is the first release since their return in August of 2018. If you like what you hear, you can go to Neighborhood Theater on July 3rd. That is in Charlotte. And they are playing with Green Fiend, the Poontanglers, and Paperback. Again, this is Scowbrow. I hope you enjoy.
How many times have we tried to talk about this now? Our thoughts turn into talk. They always end in screams and shouts.
Charlotte that like I get really excited from, like, when I hear they're putting new shit out. That's definitely one of them.
Party music. Blow, sweat, and tears. Yeah, a balloon sweat and tears.
Balloon, right? Sweat,
yeah,
clowns.
Anyways,
like clowns make balloons.
funny like a fucking clown, huh? You get it, Michael?
It's from The Godfather.
Yeah. No. Not necessarily, but close. Some of the same cast. I guess we're at that point, guys.
Time to see what mean stuff people said about
us. Oh, man.
I haven't seen Casino in a long time, man. I want to watch Casino.
That's a good fucking movie. You were a very late responder.
Did you just black out for 10 seconds?
No, I couldn't think of the fucking name of it. It was racking my brain.
Oh, it was Money Place, wasn't it?
That's also not Casino. It's Goodfellas.
No, I know that was Goodfellas, but I was thinking of Casino, and I wanted to see Casino. I haven't seen it in a long time.
So you just came up with a whole nother conversation for the podcast. Yeah.
I mean, I love those movies a lot.
Yeah, those movies are great.
That scene where Pesci gets a blowjob in the trailer.
Fuck yeah.
Scene where Pesci gets his fucking face beat in and he gets buried.
Oh, spoiler alert. Oh.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't give a shit. I didn't tell you which movie it was.
Rob spoiled that movie for me.
It's fucking Titanic. I don't give a shit.
It was when we were in high school. He spoiled Casino for me. Because I was telling him how much I love Goodfellas.
Okay, here's the thing. If a movie's been out for 10 fucking years, it's not a fucking spoiler.
I was 17. It doesn't count.
The next thing you're going to do is tell me how Citizen Kane ends.
He dies and he breaks his snow globe or drops it.
Ooh, where?
Ooh, my snow globe.
All right, so this is fucking it. Oh, man, I'm kind of nervous.
I mean, I know my feelings are going to get hurt.
I know my... Oh, my God.
Y'all are brave. I would have absolutely... I see people do it, and I'm just like, why?
Here's the thing. We asked for it, right?
Yeah. We both consented.
These people that know you, too?
No, not at all.
Okay.
This is a group of, like, 9,000 roasters. This is a group called Mock My Mug.
We posted a coffee mug first, and they were like, you goober, stop.
They were, you little ding-dongs, you need to stop it.
Y'all get out of here with that. That's hilarious.
Let's see what they have.
All right, here's the picture, right? Okay, malfunction.
there's music.
Oh, man. A few more comments. Oh, my God. Are you ready?
This is making it a lot more intense.
Yeah. It says, did you make some sandwiches after you broke into that house? I bet you made some sandwiches. Oh, man. Is that teardrop tattoo for when you killed the last scale you stood on? Shit. Oh, my God. For some reason, this reminds me of an obesity awareness video from 2007. Also, why are you trying to look like DJ Khaled and Violent J's butt love born baby? weight loss advertisement before and way before. Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If we did roast you, there would probably be enough food to feed all of the Africans.
Wow.
Oh, man. You look like the personification of an Xbox controller covered in dried Mountain Dew and cum.
Oh, shit.
All right. What is that, six?
Yeah. How many are there?
I don't know.
There's a lot, I feel like.
So... In the comment, I posted, I was like, we're doing this for the podcast. Make them extra sloppy, like the comments. This guy said, pretty sure you two took care of the extra sloppy part. Fuck. Guy Fieri, but way more food, and his gay assistant that sometimes gets to hold the camera, but they never let him record. Good one, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys could easily lose 500 pounds just by breaking up with each other. Is your podcast called Two Guys, One Trough?
Michael liked that one a lot.
Michael's watching a fucking video of the Care Bears right now. Right. He's not even paying attention to us.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, my God. Hungry Hungry Hippos reunion.
Dude, I love fat jokes.
So far, that's all they got. Keep I mean, they gotta up. You know, they gotta work with what they got. You know, they don't know a backstory. We should have given them a backstory.
Honestly,
Elliot, don't you feel good that you went and worked out now?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, he's about to go back.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go do some cardio now.
You see that? See that Planet Fitness thing?
I'm drinking out of my bottle.
Drinking about. When your face is so fat, the tattoo artist has to draw a pond under it instead of a teardrop. No. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
A fat dude still growing more skin surface is a tattooer's paradise. That's kind of good, I guess. Oh, man. You guys look like somebody dropped two uncooked chicken breasts behind the stove. Y'all look like the only break you take is breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, breakfast.
Right. You were the inspiration when Meatloaf was looking for a band name. When you do it before and after, but the only thing that's changed is a hat and glasses. Oh, man.
Which you actually took off your hat and glasses to take the picture.
Oh, man. So. This, out of all these fat jokes, this is the one that got me. This is kind of where I stopped because it kind of cried for a little bit. I can already tell your podcast is shit and not worth the effort to come up with anything clever to say.
That's it?
Yeah. I was like, damn. Ugh. Fuck you. All right. Turn around and hug each other. You'll be roasting in a few seconds. Fucking Jay and Silent Bob raided the cabinets way too many times. Oh, this one's for you, Elliot.
Oh, good.
Seth Rogen's retarded-ass cousin in the back. Oh, man. Another Slim Shady wannabe. Oh, man, this one's good. Insane Downs Posse. Shit, dude, that's good. Oh, man, I got to go back and thank all these people. The only chance of these dumplings getting laid is by crawling up a chicken's ass and waiting. Surprised you guys haven't eaten the popcorn ceiling yet.
Oh, my God.
Knuckle tats say Four Loko, and I bet the other guy's hand says Cake Pops. DJ Khaled and Fat Joe in the building. You guys look like models for a Boston Lager commercial. Cutest lesbian couple in the group. Your tattoos look like a desk in detention. Fuck, man. These guys are good. Podcast, because socializing outside the house is too physically demanding. Yes. Yes, you fuckers. Oh, man. Two motherfucker looking ass. They both look like they eat rhinoceros for breakfast. And he spelled it really wrong. That could have been good. Sons of okay. That's not even a word.
Anarchy? Or is it?
What word is that?
He tried to combine anarchy and diabetes. Oh. It didn't work.
Anarchabetes. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to give him a thumbs down. God, the fat kids from Harry Potter aged horribly. I never saw Harry Potter.
That's honestly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Especially if you had dark hair instead of the blonde.
Well, I did.
Oh, no, the kid's blonde. Yeah, no, that's right on.
Okay. This looks like the beginning of a Pornhub video. Damn, bro, save some pussy for the rest of us. Hey, fat Chino Marino, I can hear you lisp through the picture. Did you guys take your horse down Old Town Road? You both look like you run a laser disc karaoke show. Guys, I don't think they make Harleys in fuchsia.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they do.
They tried a lot of things.
Tell me, do I listen to your podcast on Juggalo FM, or is it one of those podcasts that the dude in the back's mom set up for you in her basement?
Well,
joke's on you. You don't have a basement.
Yeah, no.
Who knows? What? Some of these are just statements. They're not like, it's like the world is not out to get you and see you fail. They don't give a shit about you.
What? It's just deep.
And it's just some old woman. Like, I think she's old, or she's just a horrible heroin addict.
Could be both.
You know, if you hadn't have put all the money in your tattoos, then you wouldn't have to spend the rest of your life regretting how ugly they are.
That was just really rude.
Yeah, I just don't like. You that's not even funny. Miss? That's not funny. Is this a promo for Sons of Anarchy Big Brother edition?
I can see if it was Biggest Loser edition.
Yeah. Obese animals aren't cute.
Oh God.
I guess this saying "you are what you eat" is true. These guys are starting to look like a oversized pork burrito from Chipotle, completely with the questionable artwork from the bag.
Okay. Talking about your tattoos.
I guess so, yeah. All right.
Like a Chipotle bag.
Yeah. And like I said, okay, all right. I'm good with all these, you know?
They're
not that bad.
I got a couple from Reddit.
Okay.
One was similar to what we got on there, which it's like Sons of Anarchy, but less anarchy and more diabetes. Oh, okay. They sort of formatted it better. Sure,
it's the same person they tried twice.
All right. One in the front. The one in the front, Lil Obese. One in the back, Girth Brooks.
What's the front? Lil Obese?
Lil Obese.
Oh, man. I don't know if that's nice or not nice.
Let's see here.
Ellie, we used to call you DJ Breast Milk.
DJ Breast Milk.
DJ Breast Milk. That's good. No soy for your boy. I'm on that 2%.
Two truckers, one piss cup.
Dude, I need to make a couple of trips to the forest to get enough wood to roast half of your fat ass. Not to mention having to go to Costco to get a shitload of spices to make the terrible ass stench and taste go away. I recognize your boyfriend in the back. He used to fuck goats. I have a video to prove it in case he never told you. I guess you guys have a few things to talk about.
Shit, what's that guy's name?
It's fucking Robert.
He's not lying.
He's not lying.
Ellie used to fuck goats.
Yeah. Shut up. It's Robert.
I've never been to Costco.
No, neither
have I. So he's lying. I know he's lying. Dude in the back looks like a gay bear. And the wannabe ICP fan looks like a generic wigger.
That's rough.
Huh. I don't like the word ICP. Fuck you. Looking like those fat ass Atkins diet brothers who rode the mini bikes. I don't know. I don't have TV. So.
It's a famous picture from the like the 40s.
Oh, these two fat brothers
on yeah. scooters. Yeah.
What else we got? You got it? They got anything else on there?
I don't know. The Insane Down Posse, dude.
The Insane Downs Posse.
So the title of the Reddit post was two podcasters do your worst.
Yeah.
And somebody just said, that's a creative way to stay unemployed.
That's and pretty good.
Then someone said, it seems like the only thing your parents are more disappointed in than your tattoos are your careers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
People really got a little, you know.
What else we got? Two extra chromosomes in this picture.
Oh, Jesus.
Podcast for the extra cheese. Two guys, one hoagie.
There's no way.
We would never split a hoagie. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Not even the party size.
6 inches, $3 now. I'm just going to get 2 6-inches.
Yeah.
Myself. Fuck you, Elliot. So that's what Eminem and MGK would look like with type 2 diabetes.
That's fair enough.
Do either one of y'all have diabetes?
Not yet.
No, I had a scare. I had a scare last year. No, my sugar was low, but they said it was fine.
Yeah, I had to stop yelling.
We both have diabetes. Roast us.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see if there is any on here.
You're just playing with the change right now, Michael?
Yeah, I'm about to take it.
What? Michael's doing a Mission Impossible wire drop. With his hand trying to take this change off the table.
He's acting like a fucking claw machine.
I was trying not to make any noise on the table.
It's 6 cents.
It was 16. There was a dime on that.
Oh, that movie where he's a ghost?
That's good. That's good. Well, yeah, that's all. Honestly, I thought that was going to be a lot worse than it was.
No, yeah, there wasn't anything too bad.
Yeah. Half of those people don't know how to spell because they're stupid. White trash.
I'm not sure.
Is this you trying to like get back at him? Like now we're gonna roast them?
Oh yeah. Like I know you're listening, Deborah. You fucking asshole.
Are you giving away a free shirt for the best?
No, comment? Not anything. They're not getting shit. No. Fuck them. Not really. That was good.
Hey, did you see that video of Lenny Lashley wearing the Unloved Crew?
Yes. Pullover? Yes, I did.
Very cool.
Cool guy.
Very cool.
That's the second time we've mentioned him on a podcast.
Now it seems like we're stalkers. Did you listen to the last episode?
No.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I didn't listen to the last episode.
Michael don't have a phone.
That's true. Well, no, he does. He makes me call him and then put the podcast on and like walk away from the phone. So that's how he listens to it.
Well, all right. Well, that's about all we got for you today. You can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, Overcast, SoundCloud. Michael, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hanging out with us. Go be horrible somewhere else. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for letting me see the roast face to face.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Elliot, as always.
Thank you.
Go subscribe, rate, and review. Fuck you. And we'll see you next Wednesday.